Homeboy Industries, they provide hope, training, and support. They change lives and they shape futures of men and women who were previously incarcerated. And they help thousands every year. Gang members, they help them turn their lives around. The man behind Homeboy Industries is very well known, Father Gregory Boyle. And he said, "Nobody has ever met a hopeful kid who joined a gang." Those are great words. He has many of them. Homeboy has added a new business venture, which is going to add new jobs and new opportunities. So we are joined by Kabira Stokes. She's the founder and CEO of Isidore, which is now Homeboy Electronics. Tell us a little bit about this business venture, about how this happened.
Sure. So as you mentioned, we were called Isidore Electronics Recycling. We were named for the patron saint of computers and the internet, which is a real thing since 1999. Uh-huh. That happened. So in 2011, I had come out of graduate school and I had studied the California prison system, here, what we have here in California, and was really looking at how can you create work for people coming out? It can't be impossible, right? So what are our options here? And of course, look to organizations like Homeboy Industries to see what they were doing, and was looking around and saw that there really weren't a lot of options for recycling electronics in Los Angeles. It's people sort of don't know what to do with it. It's illegal to throw it in the trash. Most people don't even know that. So it seemed like a good place to hop in. I thought if I asked people for their electronics, maybe they'd give them to me and I could hire some folks like folks from Homeboy Industries. So actually my first folks that we hired were from Homeboy. And actually when I first was starting in, it was sort of this crazy idea that I had as, you know, sort of a screw loose of an entrepreneur. Someone took me into Father Boyle's office over at Homeboy, and I told him this idea, and he said, "Yeah, do that, and call it Homeboy Recycling."
Right, and just like that,
just like that. And it wasn't meant to be at the time, but here we are, about 6 years later, which is so cool, and our missions are so aligned. Isidore was started specifically to hire people with criminal records coming out who are ready to work, but people who had been through some sort of job training, so people who had been through transitional job training programs like Homeboy and who were ready to work and ready for a full-time job. And so that's where Isidore came in. We're a for-profit company, a B Corp, which means we're sort of certified as a do-gooder organization. And when the time came for us to expand and grow, we were looking for funding, and the opportunity to partner up with Homeboy came, and we thought, well, who knows our mission better than Homeboy does? 30 years they've been doing this. They know how to support our employees in a way we sort of never did. But we know about electronics recycling. And so we bring that to the table and can offer that service to Los Angeles. And we do now under the Homeboy name.
So you were already helping people get their lives back together, which is a great connection that you already had in a way with Homeboy Industries. Did you tell Father Boyle about the patron saint of electronics?
I did. He learned about the patron saint and he's like, he just sort of took it in stride. Like, yes, of course. Of course.
All right. Yeah. So kind of watching over us when.
Exactly. May he bless us all. Yeah. He's the patron saint of computers, the internet, and computer repair people, which we extend to computer recyclers.
We need them.
Exactly. We do.
We now live in a new age, a new technologically advanced age. So I guess it's about time that we had a patron saint for that.
Exactly. But, and electronics are the fastest growing waste stream in the world. Think about all the gadgets you use every day. You know, the average person replaces their cell phone every 18 months, computer every couple years, and this stuff piles up. And the truth is, most of it could be maybe repaired and reused, but at the very least, it should be properly recycled. And that's where we come in.
Right. So you're recycling, but you're also repairing? You're doing
things. Yeah. Yep. We have a few departments. And so one is we're really just trying to find the highest, best use of everything that comes into the warehouse. So we're trying to figure out, well, first, data security has to be our number one priority. Yeah. So anything with data that comes in the warehouse is separated, data is sanitized, it's destroyed, whatever our clients need. And from there, we're really seeing, is this item at the end of its life or is there use left to it? Not everything has use left, but about maybe 15% of what comes in does. And so we're fixing screens, replacing keys, wiping data, and getting it ready for people who might be happy to have an iPhone 5 instead of the new iPhone 7 or whatever it may be. Or looking for cool old vintage audio to listen to the sound on, maybe?
Yes.
I don't know.
Sure.
Like, we do lots of boom boxes, and our general manager is just a huge audiophile can fix any vintage audio electronic. And he's teaching our folks how to do that. It's certainly a dying art. So looking for what can be repaired and reused, but then that which is not repairable is at the end of its life, as we call it. That's the bulk of stuff. And so we're separating that by hand. We're figuring out what pieces are in it. How do we aggregate them together? And then we send them downstream to really be processed at the end of their life. And that's where, you know, reclaiming the metals and the plastics and all that happens.
That sounds like fun.
It is fun.
Yeah, you're working with different aspects of, you know, old technology and newer technology.
Yeah.
What can be, you know, regenerated, what journey these computers have had, all kinds of different types of parts and pieces that come in. And so do you want to tell us what you know about Homeboy Industries, you know, how the program works? Most people who have heard of it, they know that there are, you know, shops available. You know, Homeboy Industry provides all kinds of different products that people can buy.
So primarily it's a rehabilitation center. So folks coming in who just need support to get back on their feet. Coming in out of the gang life or out of prison or just needing some help to get back into the job world. So wraparound services, case management, drug and alcohol support, housing support, everything people might need. But from there, there's a various social enterprises that are within Homeboy Industries. So there's a silkscreen company, you get your, you know, t-shirts, silkscreen like that. A bakery, a catering company, a maintenance company, and solar panel installation.
Solar panel?
Yeah. Teaching guys, because that's a growing industry, certainly. And teaching mostly men, but some women who want to get up there on their rooftops and install solar technology, which is such a cool industry to be getting into right now. And now, so Homeboy Recycling is the newest. And, you know, we have all these social services that come through Homeboy Industries. And really holding people and getting them ready to be in the work world. And it's very exciting to be the newest venture to be able to just put more jobs available to people who face real barriers to work when they go trying to find a job. Because I think one of the interesting things, I mean, it's a touchy subject, right, for the criminal justice system. And for me, the thing about the criminal justice system is that people do, you know, quote, bad things. And we as a society give them their punishment. And they serve their time, right? They serve, it's 18 months, it's 40 years, whatever it is that we've given them. And then they do it, they take that punishment and they come back out into the world, but we never forgive them. And we won't ever give them a job again. How are they supposed to come back into society?
Exactly.
What do we think is going to happen there? So it's very, very cool to be able to give people chances just to be employed. They just want to take care of themselves and their family. I find in the interview process for people, when they come in, we don't ask them that question that they're dreading being asked in every job interview, which is, you know, what's that gap? Where were you? We know where they were. So we don't ask them. And you see them just relax into being a human, just being a person on a job interview. And, you know, we don't hire everyone that comes through our door. They have to be a fit and they have to be responsible and show up for work. And we don't hire anyone with a past of identity theft or fraud, because that's what's important to us as a business. We have to draw the line there. But it's a group of amazing, dedicated people who really just want to work and are excited to do it every day.
They shouldn't have to face barriers that they face when they come out, because then recidivism, you know, you have higher rates of that.
Exactly.
And it's not fair to them. It's not fair to society also. And
public safety wise, it's just not a good idea.
Right. And so now you have a great team of people that you end up hiring that are working at Homeboy Electronics now. How long is the program, do you know, when it goes
18
through,
months.
For
18 months.
Homeboy
Industries. Yeah. So it's an 18-month program. And at the end of that, they're trying to place people into that permanent employment. So, you know, we have a job opening right now. And we're interviewing those folks who've gone through that program and they're excited.
Yeah, that is exciting.
We only have so much staff and we're looking to expand now. So we want to really launch that repair program bigger to be able to repair what comes in internally, so that we're keeping more stuff out of the shredder. Basically, that's where that's where a lot of the end of life material goes. It just gets shredded. So trying to pull more out of there, but also open that up to the community a bit to see, you know, if people need old vintage audio repaired or things like that. We're not there yet, but to really be able to open our doors to the community so that people can hang on to their stuff a little longer.
Right.
And provide work opportunities for people in LA.
Right. And then you probably will end up getting contracts to get rid of for big companies, larger companies who have security issues.
Yes, we do. We have in the past year, we got a mobile hard drive shredder, which means we put it on our truck. So for financial institutions or hospitals who really data is a real, you know, legal concern for them. We can bring that shredder onto their property. So so we'll shred that data on property, on site. It never leaves their custody. So that liability is just gone. And that's a great service. People are taking advantage of that more and more.
Yes, that's an excellent service. So all of these services come out of Homeboy Electronics, which is located...
Homeboy Electronics Recycling.
Homeboy Electronics Recycling is located close, or where's
that?
Yeah,
we're in Chinatown. We're down the street from Homeboy Industries, always have been, which is fun. So we're over in Chinatown on Nod Street, right by the river, right by Lincoln Heights, basically.
And okay.
It's super accessible from the 5, the 101... right near downtown. And we do take drop-offs. People can come drop off. And we also have trucks as a service, can go out to your business and pick up.
And you guys started in 2011?
11.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Close to Homeboy, so you already knew what they were doing. And
yeah.
Did you visit them before?
Yeah, I had written a paper on them in grad school. You know, I feel like if you're in LA long enough, you know what they're up to.
Yes.
And they certainly served as an inspiration for me. But it seemed like, you know, you have these wonderful programs that do transitional jobs, offerings for folks. But it seemed people still, once they've gone through those programs, if you have a record or a tattoo on your face or whatever it might be, it's still going to be hard for you to get a job. So I really wanted to step into this arena as that next step between transitional work and sort of the real job market. Because some people do, they find their work. Mm-hmm. But for those who really are struggling to find that next step, we wanted to provide opportunities.
Which reminded me, when you said tattoo, they have tattoo removal.
Yes, they do. That's right. Tattoo
Homeboy,
removal,
yeah.
Free. Yep. Mm-hmm. And LA County works with the jail system works closely with them.
There are practical services like that in addition
exactly.
to the job
yes,
training,
exactly.
counseling and rehabilitation services, different types that they have, educational services. And of course, then they've got really enterprises now like Homegirl Catering.
Yep. which is delicious.
Yeah. So you can get catered a lot, right? You're right down the street.
Yes.
So, and thank you for all of your dedication. And how can people help Homeboy Recycling?
We want your electronics.
Okay.
So please come, call our office, 323-222-3322. You'll talk to the lovely Anna. She can help set up a pickup for you. Or you can come by and drop off. Again, we're in Chinatown. It's 1769 Nod Street, down by the train tracks over there. Drop-offs are free, and pickups, there's a charge for it, depending on where you are. But I'm very, very proud of the company that we've built. We're one of the only ones like us anywhere in the region. And what we really do guarantee is excellent customer service and that your data will be safe. So everybody has electronics they need to recycle, and I hope you will consider doing it with us, because it's the new tagline for Homeboy Recycling is recycle with us, impact a life. So not only are you making sure that your electronics aren't ending up in a landfill or overseas somewhere sounds shady, they're being processed here in Los Angeles and providing work for people.
Responsibly.
Yeah.
Great way to end it. Kavira Stokes, thank you for being there and for heading up this project, Homeboy Recycling.
You got it. Thank you so much for having me.